It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we'll talk with Caldwell County football head coach Aaron McClung. We'll recap the 2024 season, which concluded last Friday night with a second-round playoff loss at Mayfield. We'll also look ahead to the 2025 football season, so stay with us. That's coming up a little bit later on this morning. We'll also talk this morning with former Caldwell County Tiger basketball player, Caldwell County grad Fonzo White. He's now at Floyd Central in Indiana. He's the boys basketball head coach there. And we'll talk with Fonzo when we come back. Stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Tired of overspending on everyday items?
Every dollar counts at our house.
Hello?
The Big Deal Store is your go-to for incredible savings.
Sounds like a lovely spot.
We believe in supporting local and helping you save big.
So nice.
Everything you need at unbeatable prices, all in one place.
Cozy Living Interiors.
Black Patch Grill.
The Biscuit Barn.
Kay's Kitchen.
Trilogy Performance Sports.
Treasures Remembered Florist and Greenhouse.
Shop smart, save big, and support your local businesses at the Big Deal Store at WPKYonline.com.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements at Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. We're talking now with Fonzo White, former Caldwell County basketball player, Caldwell County grad. He's now at Floyd Central, Indiana, the boys basketball head coach there. And Fonzo, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you guys for having me on again.
Absolutely. How are things progressing there as you get ready to start your season?
Well, things are progressing pretty good. We just started practices last Monday on the 11-11, and we had about 9 or 10 practices that we were able to get in. We're actually preparing for a scrimmage tomorrow night against Borden, team out of Borden, Indiana, tomorrow night, and then it's all about the Fast and the Furious going into next week.
Yeah, the regular season gets underway for you guys next week, right? You guys are about a week ahead of Kentucky as far as getting the season kicked off.
Yes, sir, we are. And we just, again, you know, I've got the best of both worlds that I can be a stone's throw over in the Louisville metropolitan area, but still in the state of Indiana and able to compete. So we're geared to start up our season. And, again, it's just 4 to 5 months of the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, that was my next question was going to be, you know, where exactly is Floyd's Knobs, Indiana?
We're about 20 minutes north of the Louisville metropolitan area, just over the river from downtown Louisville. So from the hills, as they call it, I can look back over into downtown and see the cityscape of Louisville.
Oh, cool. So you're almost back in Kentucky then?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
Do you miss the bluegrass state sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, I get to hear about the king of the bluegrass and stuff like that. And, you know, there's always a lot of Kentucky schools in that Louisville metropolitan area that ask us to come over and play. But sometimes, you know, we got to be careful with our scheduling here in Indiana because, really, like, if you're looking at the Sagarin ratings and trying to get your true performance on where you stack up in the state, it doesn't really do us any good to play the teams over in Kentucky. But, you know, we sometimes open up our schedule to play one or two games outside of our conference schedule and our normal games that we got to get to prepare us for the state tournament.
Well, and when you compare Indiana high school basketball to Kentucky high school basketball, you guys play fewer regular season games, right? So you don't have that many games to play with.
Yes, we only play 20 to 22 games, and you can play 20 games and then have two tournaments, which will allow you to put in some more games if you do it that way. But, you know, we're very fortunate here in Indiana that, you know, we can play that many games and have them as compact as we do and just be able to get up and go on the way we do here in Indiana.
Now, what's your team looking like this year? Because you've been there for a year now. You kind of had a chance to put your stamp on everything. So what are you guys looking like this season?
Well, everything we do is about growing the program. And, again, you know, it starts with your feeder system. And we got the feeder system back in place where we have kids. We have about 15 tribal teams that play outside of our regular school ball teams, 3 through 8th grade. And, you know, just getting to the high school level, we cast a big net. We got about 15 freshmen on the freshman team, 16 kids on our junior varsity level team. It's comprised of mostly sophomores. And then our varsity team, we got maybe like 2 to 3 freshmen and then just like a handful of sophomores and 3 to 4 juniors and then 6 seniors. So we're looking a little bit better than what we did last year and looking for a lot of improvement and just a lot more expectations on ourselves.
Now, how big a school is Floyd Central?
We got about 2,100 students in our school.
So that's a pretty good size school then. And you guys have classes.
Yes. We're probably in the middle of the row of 4A, whereas Carmel High School is the largest school in the state of Indiana with 5,000-something students.
5,000. Wow. See, we think when Christian County consolidates, they're going to have about 2,500, and they might be the largest school in Kentucky when that happens. But, man, 5,000, that's a big school.
Well, the good thing for us is that Carmel is the biggest school, but we have like the largest middle school in the state in Highland Hills.
Oh, wow. So you've got some athletes to pull from then.
Yeah, we got quite a bit. And like our average height right now is about 6'3 to 6'4. Our shortest guy on our varsity roster is a guard. At the freshman guard, is about 6 foot. And then our tallest person is about 6'6 to 6'7.
Okay. Now, we appreciate you coming on this morning because we know you've been doing a lot of media lately. Every time I look up, there's another newspaper story or radio report or, you know, online interview. How much media have you done the last 2 weeks?
We did the Glycod last week, and me and the guys did News and Tribune last night. And just a lot of stuff that we got to get in place before the season begins. And then, of course, once the season begins, I mean, it's just all the attention's on you all the time, and because everybody has a high expectation of you.
But those preseason events are pretty cool, though, because you get a chance to talk about your team and you get your kids some publicity, too.
Yes, and that's what it's about. It's about presenting a brand, and, you know, hopefully people will buy into the product that you're trying to push on the floor and off the floor as well, you know. And we got a great group of kids here at Floyd, and just a great atmosphere, great community, and the people show up, and they show up for us in the masses. We had our Green and Gold scrimmage just last week, which we introduced the team to the players and had a pretty big turnout for our chili supper and all that stuff. And, again, all the teams competed from every level in the Green and Gold scrimmage, and just a great way to market our program and get our brand out there.
Now, we mentioned that Indiana high school basketball actually has classes. Kentucky, one of those few states at this point that doesn't have classes, but kind of tell us how Indiana basketball is structured, because are you guys in a conference or something like that you compete in?
Yes, we're in the Hoosier Hills Conference, and we have like teams from Seymour, Indiana, Bedford, Indiana, the Jeffersonville and New Albany, which is just in our area right here. And then we have Scottsburg that came in that had to move up from 3A to 4A because of the success factor with their program, making it to the state finals last year.
Okay. Now, one of these years, we've got to get you guys down here for the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, at least for a game or two.
Yes, and we're trying to work on that, and I think we're trying to make some moves for next year. We're actually trying to get in the Hall of Fame Classic next season at Newcastle Chrysler Arena, which is the largest high school gymnasium in the country. We're trying to get in that and play in that against some teams, and then we're going to play probably Warsaw at the Hoosier Gym, which is where the movie Hoosiers was filmed at, probably next season as we look down the road. But I've been talking to my athletic director about, you know, just trying to get over and play in that Kentucky Hoops Classic, you know, just to get the kids in a different area and, you know, let them see what Kentucky basketball is about.
Well, and we can hook you up with some pretty good teams if that's what you're looking for. You know, we can find some teams that are really good, or, you know, it might be cool to see you play Caldwell County too.
Oh, that would always be cool to do that, you know, play in front of the team that we grew up with and everything, and see all the familiar faces.
Well, I don't want to make you feel old, but, you know, when you were hanging out in the community activities building back in the day, it was still new.
Yes, it was very new, and I was just joking with someone this morning about that I'm about 6 months away from turning 50, so you know, I feel like I'm getting old, but, you know, I still have that youthful feel the same way I did when I was in the community activities building down there, and even playing at the Dotson Park a little bit with the older guys.
Well, and anytime basketball season's approaching, you kind of get that itch again, right?
Well, all the time, you know, and it's just being around a group of guys that bring the same energy that you bring day in and day out, and understanding that, you know, we're all going to have success if we're all working hard for each other and for the right reasons.
We're talking this morning with Fonzo White. He's the boys basketball head coach at Floyd Central in Indiana. He's a former Caldwell County Tiger, a Caldwell County grad, and we appreciate the time this morning. Again, going into this season, though, what's kind of the hopes and goals for your team this year?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, we want to be able to win our big games, you know, with Jeffersonville, which is across just about 7 miles from us, and then New Albany, which is our sister school that feeds into New Albany Floyd County Schools. And, you know, those two teams will be very good this season. Jeffersonville will probably be one of the top two teams in the state with their three bigs coming back for them, one kid going to Northwestern and two kids going to Wright State. And then New Albany, of course, has the young freshman in Noah Washington, which you guys will probably hear a lot about. Just a great group of kids and, you know, great competition, and it's always good to play in those rivalries every year. And, you know, just looking forward to that. And then, you know, possibly making some noise and coming from the middle of the conference to back to the top of the conference, just as well as preparing ourselves to get ready for our sectional play.
Now, we mentioned the community activities building there for a second, and how back in the day when I was doing the games on the radio and you were managing and then playing for the basketball team, the community activities building was pretty new at that point. What do you kind of remember from those days back at the CAB?
Well, I always remember, when, you know, just showing up for practice, even my sophomore year when I was a manager, and then, you know, becoming my junior year to play a little bit of JV, and then my senior year being on the varsity team. You know, I just always remember, you know, Coach Scott just joking around, and, you know, Coach Hughes always bringing that intensity, and then Coach Tomek, you know, doing his thing, you know, all those guys, and, you know, Coach Brown, you know, as a freshman coach, you know, just, you know, all those guys, you know, they play an impact on your life, and they help you become who you are today.
Well, and I'm always telling people that years down the road when players think back to their playing days, nobody ever says, I remember that year we were 20-12. Everybody always has stories. That's what people remember. They don't remember, you know, what their records were or what their stats were, but they remember people and places.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's always about the relationship, you know, the relationship on how people approach you, and, you know, they know how you're feeling from day in and day out, and, you know, you spend a lot of time with your coaches more so than your family, you know, during the season, and, you know, a lot of that is, you know, just building a good relationship to where you can go back and you can sit and laugh about all the intense moments that you had and joke about, you know, certain situations that you were presented with.
Now, do you get back to Caldwell County very often?
Not as much as I need to. But, you know, again, just with us in Indiana, you know, it's an ongoing, you know, you only have so many weeks off or so much time off. And then just with me, at a 4A school like Floyd Central, we just got stuff going on all the time, from my feeder system to, like, we're finishing up with our six-week mini league that we have, which I got a guy by the name of Wayne Timms that helps me run that to take some of that off of my plate. But then just having 15 travel teams and just trying to make sure all those teams are set. And then just, you know, just being able to go support the other kids in the school and go check on our feeder schools, teams, and everything. You just stay busy all the time. And then on top of that, you go to speak at the Kiwanis and you speak at all these other different places and you do stuff with the Parks and Recs. And I mean, it's just a busy time, you know, just, you know, there's not really very much downtime, and you either got to love it or you don't.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you're getting closer to Kentucky all the time. So tell everybody where you've been and how you kind of ended up there at Floyd Central.
Well, I started out as a volunteer at a school, Nine Creek, on the northwest side of Indianapolis, and I ended up coaching on the girls' side starting out, and then jumped over to the boys' side a little bit. And so then I left there and ended up going to Park Tudor, and, you know, the great people at Park Tudor School, which is on the north side, private school on the north side of Indianapolis, you know, they kind of looked out for me a little bit and got me in the position to where I could go get my teaching license and all that stuff. And I left coached at Franklin College as an assistant coach under a guy named Kerry Prather, who's now the president of Franklin College, and just learned a lot from him, like you always do from your coaches, and being around people. And, you know, it's all about surrounding yourself with great people that you can learn from. And, you know, you're not a know-it-all. We don't know everything, but we can always learn from someone else that we put ourselves around. And just being there with him, he passed me into one of his former players at Southport, and a guy by the name of Wes Peake. And Wes, you know, showed me some things and how to do some things and how to recruit kids to get them into college and stuff like that. And, you know, just start doing some AAU stuff around the Indy area just to position myself, because you're always told you don't have this experience, you don't have that experience. And, you know, I've been told no a lot. And I was teaching at Dine Creek, and just ended up taking a middle school basketball coaching job. And lo and behold, a 1A school in near Lafayette, Indiana, so they're going back to the northern part of the state, and Clinton Central gave me a call and gave me an opportunity to present what I was capable of doing and being a good leader and just trying to show young men to how to live with a purpose through the game of basketball. And just being there, I was there 2 years, and we won more games in 2 years than they won in eight. So I end up taking a step back and going and being an assistant at Westfield, which is where I used to live at, in Westwood, Indiana, and which is just north of Carmel, which is north of Indianapolis, which is a 4A school, and had an opportunity to learn from a guy by the name of Shane Sumter. And, you know, Shane helped me learn the business side of basketball from the high school level, and just did that with him for a year. And then end up getting a job at Fort Wayne Bishop Lures, which allowed me to have a 4-hour commute a day in a car. And,
yeah, that sounds fun.
Hey, it was fun. It was a fun learning experience, and I got to meet a lot of great guys along the way. And, you know, we did some things at Bishop Lures after they went 1-21 the year before I got there. We won 4 games, and then we made the big jump in the second year and had the third biggest turnaround in the state of Indiana. And, you know, that was a great time. And, you know, that was one of those great moments where you realize that you help a group of guys that didn't really like each other and was always doing things, you know, against each other to hold each other back, come together and do something great for not only them, but for a community and for the school. And so I took a year off from Bishop Lures, and the Floyd Central job opened up. And lo and behold, you know, just from AAU contacts and, you know, a kid by the name of Jake Highbreeder, who's playing at Clemson right now, a guard. His dad and I had built a great relationship, as well as Jake and I did. And they called me up and said, hey, would you be interested? You know, this job's going to open back up. And I was like, yeah, I'd definitely be interested. And then they were kind of like, when I got down for the interview, it was, are you going to move or are you going to commute? I was like, I'm going to move. And so, you know, Jeff Sequeira, who's the AD here now, just, again, great guy. And him and the administration here at Floyd, and even the admin at the superintendent's office, you know, have all been wonderful to me and welcoming me into the community. And, you know, we got a lot of great opportunities here at Floyd and an opportunity to do some great things.
So you've been a lot of places. What's kind of your thoughts then on the state of high school basketball right now? And what changes, if any, would you make to the game?
Well, I mean, I really wouldn't make very much changes. I know a lot of people, and this has been coming up in a lot of these interviews, and, you know, I'm kind of partied on it where I could see the value in a shot clock, but I also see the value in the coaches that don't want a shot clock. And, you know, it's all about strategy and planning. And, you know, those people that don't want a shot clock, it's kind of like you have to reinvent the wheel a little bit and devise your strategy to compete with a shot clock, because you have the top of the shot clock, you got to worry about getting some kind of quick hitter in. You got the middle of the shot clock where you're just trying to work it, and then you got the bottom of the shot clock where you definitely want to get some kind of set in to get a score up. You know, again, it's just a different mindset that makes you have to grow with the game the way the game is going. You know, I know here in Indiana, you know, we're doing the five fouls and they reset every quarter now, which is makes people have to change their game plan as well. But, you know, there's not much to it that I would change about the high school game. I think, you know, the game is still pure. You know, I know some of the states are starting to get high school NILs in place and all that stuff. And, you know, I think if we do too much change and we take away the pureness of the game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I do think the shot clock's coming one of these days. It's just a matter of time of when we're going to head down onto that. But, Fonzo, I appreciate you coming on the show this morning and spending a lot of time with us. And, you know, one of these days we're going to get you down here and we're going to get you in the studio for the show.
Well, hey, thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. You know, I'm got to make sure I get down and see my family and make sure they're doing okay. And, you know, it's just always great to be back in Princeton and see all the people that I see when I'm out and about driving around town and just reminiscing about some areas and stuff. And I appreciate you guys having me on, Todd.
All right. Thanks, Fonzo. We'll see you. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you very much, Todd.
That's Fonzo White, again, former Tiger player and Kiowa County grad. He is now the boys basketball head coach at Floyd Central High School in Floyd Knobs, Indiana. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report. We'll have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, mostly sunny skies, 44 degrees, winds out of the west-northwest, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Then tonight, increasing cloud cover, low of 36, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. And then Friday, mostly cloudy skies, 48 degrees, still windy out of the west-northwest. But back to this afternoon, mostly sunny skies, 44 in southwestern Kentucky.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
H&R AgriPower is your local Case IH dealer. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on new Case IH Farm All and Vestrom tractors. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new tractor that works as hard as you. Case IH Farm Alls and Vestrums. Whether you're mowing, baling, feeding, loading, mowing, you name it, H&R AgriPower has a tractor for you. Stop by and see the team at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today and talk to the sales team about their limited time financing offer. You don't want to miss. While supplies last, customers must qualify for program with CNHI Capital.
This is Cullen Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. I'm excited to have Travis Perry with me here. What we do at InvestFB is not a lot different than coaching basketball. Any chance you could call me Coach Pope?
That might be a little awkward. Maybe we could try Mr. Pope?
Mr. is too formal. At InvestFB, we strive to know our customers on a more personal level.
Now that sounds familiar. Working together to build a winning team.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
It's fall, y'all. I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth so you can enjoy this beautiful fall weather. We are now offering our fall car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses inspected. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
Oh,
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. I appreciate Fonzo White from Floyd Central, Indiana, coming on the show this morning. When we come back, we're going to be talking some football. Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung will be in the studio with us. We'll look back at the recently completed 2024 season, and we'll also look ahead to next season as well. So stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Cadiz Trigg County Tourism invites you to visit Cadiz soon and often. We have great places to shop, eat, and enjoy. Find out more at gocadiz.com or on Facebook.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
The holiday season is around the corner. Are you filled with joy and happiness, or do you dread this time of year? If the anticipated cost of buying gifts and attending festivities is causing sleepless nights, maybe it's time to visit ABC Finance. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000 with quick decisions, usually within an hour. And they offer deferred payment options too, giving you a little longer to pay on the loan. Happy holidays from the team at ABC Finance.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, 44 degrees, mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a west-northwest wind 20 to 30 miles an hour. Then tonight, increasing cloud cover, 36 degrees, northwest winds about 20 miles an hour. And then Friday, mostly cloudy skies, 48 degrees, west-northwest winds about 20 miles an hour. I'm back to this afternoon, sunny skies, 44 degrees in southwestern Kentucky.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. In the studio right now with us, Caldwell County football head coach Aaron McClung. And, Coach, welcome back to the show. You guys had some goals this season. One of them was to make the playoffs and win a playoff game, and mission accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, it was that was a goal I set from day one. I wanted to win a playoff game this year, and we got that done. And I'm really proud of how the kids played this year. You know, it was at times it was tough. You know, we went through a four-game losing streak early in the season, and kids kept fighting. Kids stuck with it. I got to give a lot of credit to the senior class. They really stepped up and were real leaders this year. And, you know, in retrospect, I look back at the season and I feel like the kids really did a good job and have a lot to feel good about.
When you look back, though, at what was a challenging schedule, and I said this on Saturday Morning Quarterback last week, that if we'd played just what was a typical Caldwell County schedule this season, we'd probably go 7-5 instead of 5-7.
Oh, yeah, maybe. You know, you never know. I feel like You never know how good everybody is going to be that you play. So, you play the hand that you're dealt. And, you know, I felt like our kids did a good job of embracing that this year. You know, even some games that ended up, we ended up getting beat pretty decisively. We played well at times. I feel like the kids came to play every week. And, you know, sometimes the team just overwhelmed us with size and depth, but you know, kids kept playing, and they got a lot to feel good about.
Well, and sometimes the final score was not completely indicative of the game, because I mean, admittedly, you would take some chances, some fake punts, you'd go for it on fourth down, and if you'd been playing just to keep it close, maybe the score would have been just a little closer.
Oh yeah, you know, we every game we went into, we were playing to win the game. We didn't feel like that we were just out there for any moral or no moral victories. Either you win or you lose. And you know, we took a lot of chances this year. We took a lot of chances on special teams and paid off a lot of the time. I feel like the kids did a really good job of executing stuff on special teams. You know, one thing that we really did and improved on and shows that the kids are really playing hard is we created a bunch of turnovers. You know, I think when you look at all the stats, I think we created like 30 something turnovers, which is that's big. You play a season, you create 30 something turnovers. That'll help you win a lot of games.
Well, and looking back, the senior class really played well, and there's a lot of guys out of that you can pick out that had really big seasons for you guys.
Yeah, especially we've platooned a lot in the last 15 years at Caldwell County football, and you know, our numbers are down right now, so we had to play a bunch of kids both ways. And when you look at our stats, you may not see like a kid individually on offense. Their stats don't really leap off the page at you, but when you look at all their stats on both sides of the ball or what they do on special teams as well, we had some kids put together some pretty impressive seasons, you know, as far as, you know, catching the ball and what they did on defense, or rushing the ball and what they did on defense. I'm, you know, senior class, I can't say enough about them. You know, we had some kids that hadn't played a lot that stepped into roles this year and did a great job for us. And, you know, I want to mention them, but I hate to leave any of them out, you know, but I really love that group of kids. And I wish I had them another year, because the great teams are player led, and they did a lot of leading this year, and I'm really happy with that they had a good season. You know, I know the record doesn't, you know, they were 5-7, but going against the schedule that they had, you know, I showed, you know, in our team room we have a list of the decades and the records for each team throughout the decades, and I told them to look at that. There's not a lot of teams up there that played 12 games. So you played 12 games, and you played 12 games because you had a good season. You got yourself a good seed in the playoffs, and you went and won a playoff game. So, you know, they got a lot to hold their head high, and they'll leave a mark on this program, because I think that with what they did this season, it really sets the tone to hopefully win some more games in the future.
Well, you talked about the four-game losing streak early in the season, and you know, that's a chance to kind of get your head down and maybe quit a little bit. But if you stop at that point, you don't end up with a three-game winning streak at the end of the year.
That's right. You know, after going through that kind of schedule early in the season, you know, when you get to those games after fall break, I think the kids were like, they knew they were ready. You know, even though they lost those early season games, that they got to see the fruits of their efforts when it prepared them. You know, Christian County wasn't a bad football team, and after losing four games in a row, we went over to Christian County in the hurricane and scored a bunch of points against them and beat them that night, and that was a real good feeling. I think Christian County, you know, is kind of going through what we did last year, where they played a really tough schedule this year, and they had a lot of young kids, and for us to go get that win, that was big and kind of set the tone for us for the rest of the year.
You know, I just talked with Fonso about how when guys get together later on, whether it's 5 or 10 or 20 years down the road, nobody ever says, "Hey, do you remember when we were 5-7?" But those guys are going to remember playing in that monsoon over at Christian County and getting a win over there.
Yeah, it was a really awesome night. you know, the memories that I have from that night are, you know, we went over there and they thought about moving the game, and we offered to move it to Thursday and they said no. And then they came back on Thursday and wanted us to move to Thursday. And I said, no, we can't move it the day of. So we're coming over there. We're going to play in the rain. We really embraced that, you know, it's going to be we game planned to play in the rain, and we game planned for it to be muddy. And we got over there and it was raining, but it really wasn't raining that hard. And you could tell that one team really wanted to be there and go play, and you could tell that one team really didn't want to be there. And we kind of really played that up, and it turned out to be a really good night.
Yeah, from a football standpoint, it wasn't the rain that got to you. It was, I thought, the wind that made the difference, because if you were going into the wind, there really wasn't much sense in trying to punt because the ball wasn't going to go very far.
No, it wasn't going to go very far. And despite that, I really felt like, you know, we kicked a long field goal in that game, and I don't remember us fumbling the ball. Kids did a good job of taking care of the ball. You know, what I remember about the game is, you know, they had a tent on their sideline, and a bunch of their kids were getting under the tent, and our kids just embraced it. Yeah. And we just stood out there. I even thought about that night not even going to a locker room at halftime, just to kind of be like, we don't need a locker room. But it wasn't that cold. That's why I was thinking that. And, you know, it was a good night, and it was a good win for us. And I do think Christian County is going to be a lot better in the future. I think Coach Atchley is going to do a good job over there. But we won't have to worry about that because they're not going to be on our schedule.
Well, and they're going to have 2,500 kids eventually, because eventually that merger is going to go through, and Christian County is going to have maybe the largest school in the state by the time it's all said and done.
Well, I was looking at the district. I was looking at the realignments for next year, and they're both 6A.
Yeah.
They're both playing 6A ball next year, so they're going to combine two 6A teams to make one 6A team. So you're going to have a lot of kids to pick from, so we'll see.
2025 is going to look different for you guys. You've got a different look for the schedule next year, four new teams coming on, mm-hmm. and the district is going to look different.
Yeah, the district's going to be very different. You know, we're going to play five district games, which is two more than we've played in the past. So it makes scheduling a little easier when you know you got half your schedule's already going to be made. So we're going to play five district games then five non-district games, and the non-district games are going to be pretty different. And actually, we could have a chance to win two districts, Todd, because we play all the 3A first district teams.
Oh, really? So you could be the 3A champs as
well. We could be the 3A district champs as well.
We'll put a banner up for that. Well, here's actually the district for next year. It's Kaawah County, Crittenden County, Fort Campbell, Mayfield, Todd County Central, and Trigg County. And then when you look at District 2, we'll have some different playoff matchups probably, because you're looking at Fort Knox, Hancock County, McLean County, and Owensboro Catholic.
Yeah, you know, some of those teams are coming down from 3A. You know, McLean has been 3A, and they're coming back to 2A. Hancock has been 3A. They're coming back to 2A. Trigg County's is 3A now, and they're coming back to us in 2A. So, you know, I think it's going to be an interesting season. I think the schedule is obviously going to be easier than it was this year. We don't have all the 5 and 6A teams, but it's going to be competitive, and I'm excited to see what kind of team we can field, put on the field next year. And hopefully we'll get everybody back and healthy, and we'll have a good season.
We lose Murray from the district, mm-hmm. but they're still on the schedule.
Yeah, I decided to keep Murray. You know, we've kind of got a pretty good rivalry going with Murray. So Murray was moving to our Week 10 slot. I think that'll be a good Week 10 game for us. I do think that Murray is going to be really good, and they're going to be really big, and they're going to be really good. But I think that'll be a good tune-up for the playoffs, and it'll be a good gate for both schools. And, you know, I kind of developed a relationship with Coach Cunningham over the last couple of years, and he's a really good guy. And, you know, we look forward to continuing that rivalry. And they're still, you know, a school close to our size, and it's a good trip. You know, I don't think anybody minds driving to Murray for a game, and so we get to go down to Ty Holland Field and play in that little
– play in the outfield.
Yeah, play in the outfield. So We're looking forward to it.
Well, the season begins with a trip to Hopkins County Central, so that's kind of what we've been doing. But then the second week of the season, Marshall County comes here, then Union County comes here. So that Marshall game is going to be different.
Yeah, Marshall will be there. They'll be the sole 5A school that we play, and I thought it kind of made sense for us to play them. They're really close school, and you know, we've had some big games with Marshall County in the past, and I feel like I was able to get them because they had a coaching change, and Coach Bloodworth was willing to play us. So maybe we'll get a long-time rivalry game started with them. And again, that's a close game. You know, it's not far to drive to Draffinville, and they travel well, and we travel well, so it should work out good for both of us.
After the Marshall and Union home games, it's a trip to Webster County for the first time in a while. And then three straight home games with Trigg County, Fort Campbell, and Mayfield.
Yeah, Webster, you know, they added a new coach a couple years ago, too, Eddie Milam, and me and him have kind of befriended each other. We've done 7-on-7 against each other the last couple years, and we've decided to start playing again, and they're a 3A school. But, again, you know, we play them in junior pro and middle school, so it only makes sense that we it's not that bad of a drive to go over Webster County. Most people are already used to it because of junior pro. So, you know, we're going to have them on our schedule, and hopefully we can keep them for a long time.
Then we finish the season with road trips to Todd County Central, Crittenden County, and Murray. And, of course, I can't remember the last time we went to Todd County Central. It's been a while, but that's not really a long trip.
Todd is one of the – they may be – the only school I've never coached against in Western Kentucky.
Really?
Todd and like Breckinridge County, and that may be about it for Western Kentucky schools that I have coached against, because I started coaching it at Greenwood, and then I coached at Fulton County and Graves County, so I got a bunch of those teams on both those sides. So Todd may be one of the last ones that I haven't coached against, so it'll be interesting to play them. And you know, they got beat by Mayfield in the first round of the playoffs, so that'll be a district game for us. So hopefully we go over there and get it done.
The teams gone from the schedule next year are Madisonville, North Hopkins, Graves County, Christian County, and McCracken County.
Yeah, a bunch of big teams, you know, and you know, it's, I could kind of understand our schedule if we played one of them or two of them, maybe, but playing four of those teams is pretty tough. You know, even on their down years, they got a lot of size and a lot of numbers, and, you know, our kids can kind of get beat up sometimes, especially when you stack those games up like we did. So maybe we'll add them back in the future, but when I made the schedule, I thought it might be best to get them off. And one of the benefits of, you know, you have a 1-9 season is people want to play you again. So that's kind of how that happened. When we struggle, then they want to play us. So, you know, hopefully we'll use this new schedule as a platform to win a bunch more games and get us back on track to what we really want to do, and then compete for state championships.
We're talking this morning with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Caldwell Medical Center, our transitional care patients receive the same care as they would in a skilled nursing facility, including physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapies, and more. Every situation is unique. We help our patients reach their personal goals for independent living, all delivered with the care and compassion our patients deserve, right here, close to home. For more information, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Are you overwhelmed when it comes to marketing your business? This is Cindy Allen Lax with the Edge Media Group. And when I started my career 30 years ago, we sold radio. But we are so much more today. We have multiple radio stations and websites. Digital advertising. Well, it's a must for a business, but which direction to go in can be a real challenge. We can help you with that challenge. Let us put our team of experts to work for you. Contact us today at theedgemediagroup.net.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We're talking this morning with Tiger football head coach Aaron McClung. The Tigers finishing up the season at Mayfield last week, and we're also looking ahead to 2025. And, Coach, I thought a good effort down at Mayfield last week, just Mayfield, a few more horses maybe, and it's always tough to go down to War Memorial Stadium and try to get up pick up a win down there.
Yeah, I really felt like we struggled up front against them. You know, they got a lot of size. Got a kid, their nose guard, probably a first-team All-Stater, plays left guard. And they were pretty big up front. And, you know, I felt like our skill kids matched up with them pretty well, but we had, I had some injuries on the offensive line. You know, Daniel Laurent had just come back. Surprisingly, I didn't think he would be able to come back. And, you know, losing Landry, and then you go down there against they may be the best front we play all year, both sides of the ball. And, you know, it was a tall task for us, and we moved the ball on them some, and we big played them some, but it just wasn't enough to be able to stay in the game with them. And, that's usually what they have. You know, they're either really good at skill kids or they're really good up front or both on their unlike last year's team. So, you know, I'm proud of the kids. We kept fighting. We scored 21 points against them, and, you know, made them put their varsity back in.
Yeah.
You know, we scored a couple times on their younger kids, so they had to put their varsity back in to stop us. And so, that's okay. Kids came out and played hard the whole game, fought hard, so I was proud of them.
Do you think we're going to see another Mayfield-Owensboro Catholic state championship game this season?
You know, I don't know. It's hard to say. I think LCA has probably got a little more talent, but coming all the way down to play at War Memorial, it's a really tough place to win. I've seen a lot of good teams go down there and get beat, so you never know. I do think Beachwood is really good as well. So I think Mayfield will have to – go the same path to get back to the state championship, which is LCA, Beachwood, and then OCATH in the state finals. So I think that'll be a tall task for them this year. They're not as good as they were last year. So I'm going to go check them out Friday night, and that'll be a good game, exciting game. So we'll see.
Well, I asked Fonzo earlier his thoughts on the state of high school basketball. So what are your thoughts on the state of high school football right now? And what needs to be done to make the game better, if anything?
I don't know. I think numbers are down across the state. I think most people will tell you that numbers are a little down in football. You know, I think anything that we can do, and I do think we've done lots of stuff to make the game safer. You know, we monitor the heat closer. We monitor concussions closer. We monitor how many days in a row you can go full pads and stuff like that. I think that's made the game safer. So I think that is a good trend. I think the reason that participation numbers are down across the state is because football is not an easy sport. You know, football requires a major commitment, and it requires a commitment not just from kids, but it requires a commitment from parents. You know, if a kid is going to play football, you know, we practice every day, and it requires parents that make sure their kids get to and from practice, and it requires a lot of parents want their kids to work or do other things, and you know, football season requires a major commitment. And but on the flip side of that, I think football teaches kids a lot of things. It teaches kids toughness and teamwork and a lot of things that other sports teach them, but I don't know if they can teach them quite like football, because football is such a physical sport, and it requires lots of repetition, and it requires lots of hard coaching at times. And in today's society, a lot of kids don't don't really want that. So it's kind of like it's really unique for, you know, and also kids have lots of other stuff to do and lots of other distractions in their life, and football competes with that, and football is not easy, so a lot of kids don't want to choose that option. But I think the benefits of football are great, you know, I think we have a great coaching staff. I think the school is very supportive, and Coach K does a great job of supporting us. And, you know, we really have I would put our coaching staff experience-wise up against about any other staff in the state, despite being such a small school. And I would encourage parents and grandparents to get their kids out there and make them a part of it, because, I want to win football games, but my main purpose in life is to build better, stronger men, and I just happen to do it through coaching football.
When do you guys get started on 2025?
Well, we already have been talking about it with the underclassmen. We'll start weightlifting as soon as the season's over. Luckily now, a lot of our football players have weightlifting as their PE class in school, so a lot of them get weightlifting during school. Those kids that want to play that don't have the weightlifting class, we'll expect them to start coming after school weightlifting as soon as the season ends in December. And you know, we've already scheduled our spring practice dates, and I can't remember them right now off the top of my head, but you know, we're already thinking about next year. There's some kids that we would like in high school that we would like to get back out. So we'll work on recruiting our own school and try to get our numbers up. We really need our numbers up. We really need more kids. We didn't play JV this year because we just didn't have enough kids to play. And obviously, I'd like to play a JV schedule next year. I think that experience is great for our young kids, and we want to get all our eighth graders playing. I'm going to speak at the eighth grade banquet, so hopefully I'll use that opportunity to recruit those kids and also recruit their parents.
Well, can't wait. Had fun this season, and you always want to win more games. Yeah. Unless you hoist that state championship trophy, you always want to win more games. But it was a fun year for you guys, I thought.
Thanks, Don.
Appreciate you coming in this morning and being on the show with us.
All right.
Tiger head coach Aaron McClung, and again, the Tigers finishing up the season 5-7 down at Mayfield last week. I appreciate Fonzo White, Floyd Central Indiana boys basketball head coach, former Tiger, coming on the show this morning as well. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.